4-year-old Melbourne boy rescued after getting stuck in Chupa Chups tin. Come on. You got to be a bit better than this. We've all got to pull together. Emergency services, they're stacked as it is at the moment. This is the last thing we need. 4-year-old boy getting excited about a Chupa Chups tin and getting stuck in it, for goodness sake.
Like one of those tins where like a whole lot of them would come in. You'd see it at the supermarket or the dairy.
Yeah, I think the mum's gone for the jumbo pack once upon a time and left it around as a toy. And the child's obviously got curious and tried to wear it like a hula hoop. And unfortunately, small tin, big boy. Mum has revealed how her 4-year-old became stuck in the Chupa Chups tin. The dramatic rescue involved police, fireys and paramedics. And now, do we need the triple?
That seems dramatic.
4-year-old Alessio Caruso. That's interesting. Usually they don't name the 4-year-old victims, but they've printed it here in this article. Alessio Caruso was suffering from lockdown boredom when he climbed into the lollipop tin and got stuck whilst playing at his Burnside Heights home in Melbourne's northwest on Wednesday afternoon. You got to be better, Alessio. And when are we going to start expecting a little more from Caruso?
Okay, let's not blame it on the 4-year-old. He just got curious. Probably more a mum thing.
Oh, sticking up for old curious Caruso again, are we? His mum, Cherie, tried to pull him out, but his legs wouldn't budge, so she called 000 for help. I felt like the biggest idiot calling emergency, being like, I don't know who I need, but my son is stuck in a Chupa Chups tin, Cherie said. They alerted all services. I nearly died. They were all so lovely. Miss Caruso said firefighters squashed the tin as much as they could and then used a belt to slowly move his legs up, and eventually he was able to move them. Yeah, nice. And it begs the question why Cherie didn't try the flattening tin first instead of panicking like some sort of galah, dialing 000, requesting the whole gang come out and look at little Alessio for a little bit. I mean, you think 101, try and squeeze the tin instead of squeezing Alessio. Maybe he can wiggle free. I mean, he's gotten in there. Gravity
and
physics.
Maybe a bit of liquid or a bit of oil, a bit of butter. Slither him out.
I would have lubed up young Alessio if he was my boy.
Let's not use those words.
I think he tried to sit down so his feet were flat against one side and knees against the other. I could not budge him, the mum continued on.
Oh, so he's like inside his feet are in, his knees are up by his chest, and he's full on squat.
And his
butt in as well.
Yeah, his ass has maybe gone a bit lower than his legs, and he can't quite budge him back up.
And I imagine it to be quite a solid Chubba Chub tin that would hurt little Alessio trying to wriggle him out.
There would have been a few Alessio tears, there's no doubt about that. I mean, don't want to blame it all on young Caruso, but maybe a bit of core strength wouldn't have gone astray if he could just shuffle his way up.
He's 4. He's never used the Ab King Pro.
Well, remember when I hid in that bin last Halloween to scare people? I had a similar issue.
But you are a 30-year-old man.
Done me crunches, I managed to weasel out of the bin. I'm just saying, Alessio, come on, we've all got to pull together. And on 133353, I guess the obvious one, where were you stuck? Where did you get stuck, either as a kid or as an adult? And it doesn't have to be in a Chup Chups tin or a bin or anything. Maybe you just locked yourself in the car or maybe a place of work or something like that.
Where?
Where are you stuck?
Where were you stuck on 133353? I used to work at Wet n Wild as a pool lifeguard, and the amount of fat mummies and daddies that would get stuck in the pool donuts after they'd go down the slippery dip slide was embarrassing. I've never done any rescues at Wet n Wild as a lifeguard. It was just me and the other guy pulling asses out of the tubes. Fatties.
The big circle ones, and they're stuck through the middle.
Yeah, yeah. And they'd be pissing themselves laughing. I
can see how easy that would be, though.
Easy
slide
mistake.
Down a little too low.
Easy mistake to make. Look, Alessio's done it. Fat people in Wet n Wild have done it. Where did you get stuck? P.S. We're only broadcasting Victoria and Tasmania at the moment. And I understand New South Welshmen usually get stuck a bit more, but we can't rely on those calls tonight. 133353.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Right now on 133353.
Where?
Where are you stuck?
Where?
Where are you stuck? Where are you stuck?
And I did say before on 133353, need all the calls we can get tonight because at the moment the NRL is playing the Broncos and the Cowboys, which meant that New South Wales and Queensland won't be getting this unbelievable show, just the Victorians and the Tasmanians. However, the Gold Coast aren't taking it. That's Titan territory. Should have known. My bad. Sosberger with the lot. Where were you stuck, though? What happened when you got stuck? Poor old 4-year-old Melbourne boy Alessio Caruso was suffering from a bit of lockdown boredom when he became stuck in a Chupa Chups tin. The dramatic rescue involved the police, the fireys and the paramedics. Who must have done all the heavy lifting? I'd imagine fireys probably working about 80% there. Couple of cops.
You can imagine maybe someone holding little Alessio from the top, and then firefighter, a couple of them grabbing the Chupa Chup tin from the bottom.
You're spot on. The fireys would be more in charge of the tin, maybe a cop or two holding Alessio Caruso's hands, and then the paramedics just on standby
just
for when
in case
they finally break him free of the tin. Ralph in Geelong, where were you stuck? Apart from probably in the radio ether. Where were you stuck? Where were you stuck, Ralphie?
I got stuck in two places.
Ooh.
The first place, I was stuck in small town boredom and I climbed a monument when I was four, like a pyramid made of rocks and it had a bell on top. And I got stuck between the bell and the rocks and the fireys had to come get me.
Oh, all right. So talk us. Well, don't just go on to story number two. I need some summit goss,
we
Ralphie.
We must have details, Ralph.
It sounds like you scaled the toughest part and then you got to the summit and the bell must have been too close to the final rock. Is that what we're saying? We got sandwiched.
You painted it beautifully there. Oh, yeah. And then it was a bit rusty, that bell, and the little knobby thing that came out of the bell that got stuck on me back and pinned me to the rocks. And then they had to cut the bell, the monument bell, off to get me out there.
Good old summit sandwich, and maybe a tetanus shot. Maybe at risk, you don't want to move too much when there's a rusty bell pinning your back.
My parents might have. My parents just put a super duper on it for a tiny boy and said, off you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, nice.
And then I was up at the snow a few years later and I was on the tea bar with a Japanese tourist and he got off across my skis and, like, bullied me off, and then the tea bar went under my jacket and took me up into the air towards, like, the winnie thing at the end. And they had to, like, emergency stop it, and I was hanging in the air by the tea bar.
Well, this
is... I was pretty stuck there as well.
This is a man who thought that his stuck days were behind him. He thought he'd experienced the worst of it with the Great Summit Sandwich Bell scenario, and now, all of a sudden, a small tea bar incident with a Japanese tourist leaves Ralph dangling in the air like some sort of snow cartoon. Thanks for the call. Daryl in Queensland. Yeah, QLD territory. Probably streaming on the app. Streaming on the app, Daryl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely. How are we, guys? Love the show.
Thank you. Appreciate you listening in. Where'd you get stuck?
Yeah, the Heatherton Road under the bridge there. You know how that the floodplains usually go under there and it turns that whole river into a, raging torrent of water.
Well, I'm not aware of Heatherton Road per se.
Heatherton Road in Dandenong.
Yeah, no, not familiar with all the roads in Australia because technically not from Dandenong.
Anyway,
that's all right. But I do know the floodplains, and you shouldn't be messing with the floodplains. You know that, Daryl.
No. Well, we were 8 years old, and we thought it'd be awesome to get a blow up boat and go paddling across like adventurers. The little flat floodplains into the rapids. Anyway, we came across a barbed wire fence and it popped the boat. We didn't want to get wet, so we had to turn around.
Yeah, it spells disaster for me. And my sphincter has shriveled up to the size of a small sultana. Just the second you've mentioned flat planes, barbed wire, blow up boats, it's an absolute recipe. And you were 8 years old, and much like Alessio Caruso, he'll learn from his lessons. And dare I say you haven't been stuck in floodplains ever since?
No, I haven't never actually gone back for that one, I don't think.
Yeah, good. Well, he's a smart man. And hopefully Alessio learns his lesson as well. Danny Lakey Show, around the country and on the Triple M app. Very soon, you want to win some money this weekend? We'll get on the multi. Copy our Danny Lakey Show multi. I'll tell you in minutes.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M. The Danny Lakey Show's Miracle Multi!
For those who listen to the show, they will be aware that the Danny Lakey Show has a multi-crew, a team of Triple M listeners who are also experts in certain sports who combine on the WhatsApp chat for their can't lose tip for the weekend. I combine those all into a legged multi on my Sportsbet account. I power play the bastard, obviously. And I'll put $50 down, turning it into millions. And
well granted, has there been a win yet?
We have not won yet, but
and self-proclaimed experts.
Well, what has happened over the last week and a half is that we've restructured the business. We have acknowledged our weaknesses. Down at the track, Darren is no longer in charge of the horses, the dogs and the hounds. He has been moved over to American College Sports. Aussie Rules Aaron has taken on the umbrella of AFL and the racing. And Xbox Becky, the esports expert, wasn't actually an esports expert at all. She has been banished from the crew. So now we
made her redundant.
Yes, and I make the tough calls as the wild card, as the leader, as the money, as the brains behind the operation. And now we move forward. And this weekend, we've actually gone a little more conservative, to be honest. We're all on the same page now. And I call this multi the coffee table because it's only got four legs. It's four very safe, sturdy legs.
How long did it take you to come up with that one?
The best part of the day. The show will dramatically drop off from here because I just spent too much time thinking, what am I going to call the multi at 9:28?
Got to come up with a gag.
Doesn't miss Chris, the NRL expert who has not tipped a wrong tip in the multi-crew so far. He said, hey, Lakey, I'm putting money on the Raiders to beat Cronulla this weekend. Cronulla have lost their edge with the defense. Now,
easy.
No. Hear me out. As the Wildcat, texts him back and says, I swear I heard that the Raiders were resting a heap of players this weekend. He said, oh, let me check that. He says, you know what? You're right. I'll just go for Parramatta for the win. He changed his course.
Wow.
This is what...
Wildcard coming in here throwing around accusations, though.
This is why I can't be made redundant, because I oversee the whole operation. He changed his tip. Parramatta at $1.35 to win. It's in the multi. Thanks, doesn't miss, Chris. AFL Aaron, of course, AFL no AFL this weekend. Can't tip any AFL if it's not on. He is in charge of the horses, though, instead. He said Russian Camelot for a win at Caulfield Race 8. Also my pick for the Melbourne Cup. So he's confident on this horse, and it's $1.95. Combined, it's in the multi. We then got a text from Frat Boy Daz, a.k.a. down at the track, Darren. Okay, multi-selection this week will be on the Auburn Tigers, who play the Kentucky Wildcats in the first game of the Southeastern Conference Division in American college football. We're taking Auburn at -7.5 points. Odds around $1.90. Well, yeah, the odds are $1.94. It's in the multi.
In the bloody multi.
Look, that's all. That's the only three members of the crew, plus me. We're always looking for new crew members. If you specialise in a sport, hit us up on 133353. Slide into the DMs. Happy to have you in the crew if you've got proven results. But me as the wild card, I need to beef this up a little bit. And if there's one thing...
Careful.
If there's one thing that the wild card knows best, it's Brazilian girls.
It's pardon?
Brazilian girls. He
loves
Brazilian
girls.
What sport
are they...
Oh, the Brazilian ladies football, the soccer. Palmeiras versus Santos FC playing this weekend.
Are you big fans of them?
Well, the Santos FC girls, I've been following them for a while, and they're in great form. I'll take them at $1.36. Combined, in the multi, four legs, power play the bitch, $7.65. 50 times $7.65. By Monday, $382.76 in the kitty. Thank you very much. We will post that on the Danny Lakey Show Instagram page. If you want to get on, copy that bet. Plenty of people putting that in their sports bet accounts.
Hopefully
with the power
we
play.
Get a win for once.
We will be richer come Monday. Mark my words.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Right around the country, it is the Danny Lakey Show, and it is...
Dating Thursdays.
And serial singleton / chronic data, Jana Shocking Hocking, usually in studio, but a case of the sniffles. Be gone. Stay away, lady. Keep it on the phone, please. My God.
I thought I would be nice. It's not corona, thank God.
Oh, thank God.
But yeah, I was a little bit sad because I was like, God, that's a good story. But no, it's just the flu.
Well, I remember when corona first started and I really wanted to... This was 6 months ago, guys, so don't start hating now. Remember, we all had our reserves about coronavirus 6 months ago. And I was like, oh, I really want to be the first like person in the media to get it. And then bloody Dickie Wilkins beat me to it.
I know.
Bloody Dickie.
He didn't even get any symptoms. He's a freak, that guy.
Oh, that guy's huge. He suffers like elephantitis of the skull. That man, nothing's rocking that man. Take two bottles of Hendrix gin to bring that boy down.
I heard he has that symptom somewhere else as well, if the rumours are true.
Oh, absolutely. He's hung like a whore. Just seriously, you see him up close, like, oh, my God, I don't even need to check. I'm just going to take your word for it, man. Like,
I feel like so that obvious. Too. It so wouldn't obvious. Surprise me at all. He's got the energy as well.
Yes.
The BDE.
Hey, serial dater, you haven't dated Dickie Wilkins, but you have been on other dates, and you are also declaring the death of a certain dating app.
Yes, Tinder. It's gone.
No.
It's DOA.
No. Nah, yeah, no, it is. Yeah, it's well and gone. That ship has sailed.
It's the MySpace of the dating apps, and here's why. So it launched back in 2012, right? And remember when you used to pretend that you weren't on it because that was just so tragic? You're like, no, I just opened it to show a friend. I just wanted to show them what it was like. But secretly, you were going on like these little dates.
Yeah, there was a certain Tinder shame to it. I remember making sure that it was on the third panel of my iPhone, so like no one would see it was in my top used apps. I'd keep it in the far dark corners. I'd only do it when no one's around.
Me too. But now there are so many apps. Problem is, everyone's on Tinder, and they're not the guys you want to meet. I feel like it's the guys who missed the dating apps the first round, so they were married or they were in long-term relationships. And so they've become single after years and just jumped straight on Tinder. And they're not the guys you want to date. They want to bang as many girls as they can. They're not the kind of guys you want to meet.
You know why it's got so many dudes who are just looking for a one-night stand on Tinder these days? Because there was a small group of trailblazing sluts about 4 or 5 years ago. There was like 10 of them in every city, and they would go around night after night, just one-night standing guys after swiping right. Within 10 minutes, they'd be over at your house. And then it got this big reputation. All the lads started getting this over-inflated sense of ego, thinking that every girl was like that. And then the 10 slappers have trailed off into the distance. They've gone on The Bachelorette or something, and now everyone is on there with the precedence, and there's just the good girls left going, where are all the nice guys gone? Didn't used to be that way. There were 10 girls that ruined Tinder for everyone.
It's so true. All the boys are thirsty on there now, and now all the girls are writing on their profiles, if you're looking for a one-night stand, don't even bother. Yeah.
What a disaster. What a disaster that app has turned out to be. Just men hoping that they'll strike the vagina jackpot one night and just some girl will present themselves on a platter within 15 minutes coming right round the house. You up? What you doing?
Oh,
come round.
You up? Oh my God, that's a new sentence for romance these days.
If you are a single person who's looking for romance, where do you go? You recommend the Bumble Jungle or the Hinge Kingdom?
At the moment, I'm enjoying Hinge because we're done. Like, you know, apps can only get you so far. We're looking for personality, someone that can make us lol. And I think Hinge asks really interesting questions.
From a dude's perspective, a guy does actually quite like you on Hinge because on Bumble and Tinder, you'd get like 50 swipes a day if you didn't pay for premium or Tinder Gold like I did for a dark 6 month trap. But on Hinge, you can only match with 10 chicks every 24 hours. So if a guy matches with you on there, like, you're part of the top 10 of the day.
Is that true?
Yeah, exactly. No girls know that because none of you ever have to swipe. You're just accepting
God,
it all into
exciting.
The inbox. You don't even have to look anywhere else. Just, yes, no. Look at this creep who likes me. Look at this creep who likes me. Oh, this guy's a bit cute. He likes me. You know what? I'm not going to reply to that one either because someone else might like me soon. Unbelievable.
It's like you're reading my mind and I'm not happy with it.
Oh, the old murky waters of the dating apps. It is Dating Thursdays with Jana Hocking. You can read her articles all over the internet. Just type in Jana Hocking. I have a saucy confession next that I don't think many girls know about. And I'm going to set the record straight. I'm time to do it for my homies. I've got to speak up for us boys. And I'm going to tell you about it next, Jana Hocking.
Oh, God, I'm already nervous.
The Danny Lakey Show. On Triple M.
Right around the country, it is the Danny Lakey Show still with Jana Shocking Hocking, the serial dater, the love Lothario. And I do have a small confession at risk of coming across like a bit of a weird dude, because I'm not sure how many guys are actually doing this, but I can only assume that if I've done it 3 times, other males must have at least done it once. So you know that there's the narrative, right? That, oh, guys, all they want is sex. Oh, guys, they think they're so hot, don't they? And then push comes to shove. They're not romantic about it. They just whack it in. They just start pumping away like a jackhammer. And then you gossip to your girls about how you faked an orgasm and the guy was so pathetic in bed, right? That happens, I'm assuming.
Story of my life. You read my diary, didn't you?
So on the flip side of that, I've got news for you. Ladies can also be terrible in bed. And some ladies have been so terrible in bed, that I, the male, have faked an orgasm.
Oh, my God, that is so offensive.
How does this Why is it offensive up? If I do it? You ladies do it all the time.
Every girl's worst fear, but surely...
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Midnight Oil on Triple M. It is the Danny Lakey Show, and I like this headline a lot for more than just one reason. Police bust condom recycling facility in southern Vietnam. Authorities in Vietnam uncovered a vast number of used condoms being recycled and stocked for sale following a raid on an apartment on Saturday. According to local market monitors, nearly 324,000 used condoms, equivalent to 360 kilos, were recycled at the facility, will be sold on the market later on. Well, I like what they're doing. It's an initiative.
No.
We've been told for years to recycle our plastics and our rubbers, etc.
Lakey, you cannot agree that that is the type of recycling we want to be doing as a world.
Look, I've been trying to recycle my condoms for years. I just haven't had the correct facilities to do so. They confiscated all products at the facility, which is located in the Ho Nut Quarter in the Tan Vinh Hiep Ward, which is located in the Binh Dong Wong province in southern Vietnam. They love getting real specific with their locations on these Southeast Asian stories. That's one thing I've learned over my radio career. Pam Thai Than Ngoc, the owner of the facility, who comes from the Nghệ An province, admitted that she had recently received a monthly input of used condoms. The used condoms then underwent a process including washing, drying, reshaping with a dildo in unhygienic conditions before being put up for sale. So, I mean, it sounds like it's all above board to me. The washing was...
There is nothing above board about this grim behaviour.
I assume they'd be washing and rinsing the used condoms. I didn't expect them to be drying. So I like that they've gone the extra...
How do you wash it without getting a hole in it? Like, you'd have to be so delicate.
Yeah, you put it under a cold tap. It's easy. Turn it inside out, turn it back again.
Oh, this is...
You know, the shitty part of the job would be the guy that has to untie all the knots. the drying and the reshaping, I like that. And I believe they've rolled them right back up, just exposing the reservoir teat.
Nothing about this is okay.
They actually do it in Adelaide. No. 5 cents for every recycled condom. And
no, they don't.
No, they do. And we actually have some audio of a secondhand used condom shop down in Adelaide.
Oh,
this is groundbreaking stuff. Hello there, mate. Welcome to Danny Lakey's secondhand condom store. Do you need any help at all, sir?
Oh, hi. I'm just looking for a good quality secondhand condom. It's me and my missus' 2-year anniversary this weekend, so...
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Well, all our secondhand condoms come with a 20-minute warranty and a no-holes guarantee. Plus, if you catch an STI with any of our condoms, we'll give you a 50% discount off your next purchase.
Great. Yeah, good to know. What about the one of these?
Oh, one of the studded ones. Textures, man, I see. Fine choice. The dimples are a little sawn down after our original owner. He was a real jackhammer kind of guy. But it still works, albeit with smaller nibs.
Yeah. How about this mint-flavoured one?
Yeah, look, they're okay. The latex is a lesser quality due to the menthol basting, but it looks to have lost most of its freshness through its wear and tear.